Joining us now is Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. It's a great website, all things local, all things music. And Greg comes in about once a month on Fridays on Northeast Report to run down a list of some great shows and some great music that you simply have to hear. And we begin with Ominous Sea Pods. In interest of full disclosure, the Ominous Sea Pods include bassist Tom Perosi, who just happens to be the brother-in-law of our David Gastina.
And who also happens to be celebrating his 50th birthday today.
And the Sea Pods are what, the Capital District's own jam band?
Well, one of the premier, but you know, you got Mo in there too.
Sure.
Neither of which actually started here, but gravitated here. Sea Pods started up in Plattsburgh, but they moved to Albany and recorded their first album back in January of 94 at Bogey's. The live album called Econobrain came out in 95. And then they played and played and played well over 2,000 shows. Made five albums and then broke up like pretty much every band does. But they're back together for a reunion weekend. They're playing tonight and tomorrow night at Cohoes Music Hall. And as I said, tonight is bassist Tom Perosi's 50th birthday, so that's the impetus of the reunion, I believe. And it's a special reunion because guitarist Dana Monteith, he lives in Australia now. So he moved to Australia in, I think, 2011. So you got to really want it to come into Albany from Australia. And as their poster says, they won't stay dead. Ominous Sea Pods are back for two nights. I believe they're both sold out, however, at Cohoes Music Hall. So let's listen to a little bit of something from The Superman Curse, their fifth and final album, Too Much Fire on the Brain. Your head is lost, upside down. Moonshine waves heavy.
The Ominous Sea Pods are at the Cohoes Music Hall tonight and tomorrow night, and maybe you'll get lucky and score a ticket. Chris Smither, Leave the Lights On. Chris plays the blues.
Yeah, Chris Smithers is one of those, he's like a vet. He plays the blues, but he plays a lot more than the blues. I mean, he's known primarily as an acoustic blues guy, and he's known probably most of all for writing Love You Like a Man, which Bonnie Raitt recorded. But he's got a pretty wide swath of styles that he covers. He's a big Bob Dylan fan, and of course a lot of traditional blues as well. But he's a really good songwriter, and he's playing at Cafe Lena up in Saratoga Springs this weekend, a two-night stand tonight and tomorrow night. And so we thought we'd listen to a little bit of Leave the Light On from his 2014 double CD set, Still on the Levee, a 50-year retrospective.
We lived them one by one. Now we hardly see them. They don't walk, they run. But I got plenty left I've set my sight on. Don't wait up, leave the light on. I'll be home soon. I've never seen my life in such a hurry. If I stop to worry, I get left behind. It's just a party, but you don't get invitations. And it's just one destination. You better be on time.
Chris Smither plays at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs tonight and tomorrow night. Nico Case will be at the Egg in Albany on Monday night.
Yes, on Monday night with something really cool to do. Nico Case is a firecracker. She's playing the Egg on Monday, but in recent years she's played everywhere from the Solid Sound Festival at Mass MoCA to a Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. She also recorded a really nice album. I believe it's just called Case Lang and Veers, which with Katie Lang and Laura Veers in, not last year, 2016, I think. So that's a really sweet collaboration. But she's out on her own now, touring. Launched her tour last night at the Academy of Music in Northampton. She'll be at the Egg on Monday night. Here's a little bit of Hold On, Hold On from her 2006 album, Fox Confessor Brings the Flood.
In the end, I was the mean girl, or somebody's in between girl. Now it's the devil I love, and it's funny as we love. I leave the party at 3 a.m. alone, thank God.
Nico Case will be at the Egg in Albany on this Monday night. Hudson at the Helsinki Ballroom. It's Sunday, January 21st, and they welcome in the Dust Bowl Fairies.
The Dust Bowl Fairies. I think they live at Club Helsinki. This is a different kind of show. First of all, it's a sort of pre-release party for their new EP, which includes I think it's five remixes from their self-titled debut album from 2016. The EP is called The Dark Ride Mixes. And on Sunday the 21st, they'll be playing upstairs at Helsinki in the Helsinki Ballroom, which has a brand new stage. And they'll be playing. They'll be also premiering the recording of The Dark Ride Mixes. And they'll also be debuting a couple of new music videos that they've done. So it sounds like a fun night. Dust Bowl Fairies are an absolutely, totally unique kind of band, some sort of goth folk. They're indescribable. Just go see Dust Bowl Fairies. here's a bit of their song, Hudson River Shanty.
It's a gambling town, dear, faded furs and gold. Lost souls gather around, dear, like moths sleep to the cold. The oil.
The Dust Bowl Fairies will be at the Helsinki Ballroom in Hudson Sunday, January the 21st. And I don't know, maybe it's just my opinion, but I think blues sounds better in the winter. And nothing sounds better than Tinsley Ellis, who will be right across the street at the Linda in Albany Friday the 26th.
Tinsley Ellis, southern blues guitar slinger, has been around for years and years and years. Fine guitarist, good singer, good songwriter. He suddenly has, suddenly, I believe, has discovered the Linda. This is, I believe, his third appearance in 3 years at the Linda. And this time, he's coming around with a new album, in support of a new album called Winning Hand. So, if you like the blues, Friday, January 26th, the Linda is the place to be. And you'll hear Tinsley Ellis, hopefully doing Sound of a Broken Man as he fires up his 1973 Les Paul Deluxe.
Les Paul will not be there. Tinsley Ellis will be there. The Les Paul guitar will be there. It's at the Linda in Albany, February the 26th. And Greg Hames of Nippertown.com, keep working on that wonderful website of yours and keep dropping in on us once a month on Fridays here on Northeast Report. Thank you, Greg.
Will do. Don't let that winter keep you inside all winter.